Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. Thanks, marathoners. Thanks for your pledges, volunteers. Thanks for everything you did. Staff, the whole world. We made our goal. This is Henry Cow getting things started on the Dusty Show. Nirvana for Mice. Leg in. 72, I think. Get Jack, you going. We'll get things started. I'm glad you're with me. Tom, how you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
Not too bad. It's supposed to be 70 tomorrow. I'm looking forward now to the warmer weather.
Me too.
Do you pay attention to politics much?
A little bit here and there.
We talked a little bit before I started to record, and you said you're leaning toward Trump.
Yes, I am.
Did you like anyone else at the beginning, and then you Trump talked you into it, or how did it work for you?
Well, actually, between all the candidates, my head was spinning. I didn't know which way to lean. And then after it all boiled down, I want to make America great again.
You believe with the hat he wears? And
Actually, I'm tired of the establishment. I'm tired of all of the politicians lying to my face and doing whatever they want and going with special interests. I think it's better off to go with an outsider.
It seems like that's what we're feeling this year, that a vote for Trump is kind of just thumbing your nose at Washington and saying enough.
That's right. I've had enough. I've had enough with all of them. Matter of fact, I think there should be term limits for all of them. I don't think they should be allowed to have a lifetime thing. I think it should be over after 4 years, maybe 8 years if they're lucky, if they get re-voted in. But after that, they get it to make a name for themselves. This way, special interests don't get their claws into anybody.
Today we see some more terrorist attack, this time in Brussels. Do you worry about it coming back to the U.S.?
Sure, you always got to have it in the back of your mind, especially working here in Grand Central like I do. And I think just like I think there's terrorists who fear Trump more than anybody else, just like Russia did with Ronald Reagan.
I'm guessing you don't have a problem with a woman president if it was the right woman for you.
Yeah, if it was the right woman. Gender doesn't make a difference to me. It's all in the message.
Do you really dislike Hillary?
Hillary is a lying person. If you watch her when she speaks, she'll just, if the applause get louder, she'll just keep harping on that and beat it to death until the applause died down. She'll tell you anything you want to hear. Bernie really pushed Hillary further to the left than she really wanted to go, and it was nice watching her squirm.
Now, do you really want to send back all the Mexican people that are here?
Not all of them. I think that the ones that came here legally should be able to stay. Everybody deserves a shot to come to this country, but do it the right way.
Ted Cruz intimated that he'd like to see a police presence in Muslim neighborhoods and at mosques. Do you agree with that?
I don't believe Ted Cruz, a word that ever comes out of his mouth. He waited till Donald Trump made a statement, and then he came out, and then he said something.
Seeing which way the wind's blowing for
him? Exactly.
Yeah. Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I'm hopeful for my children. I have children, and I'm going to have grandchildren one day, and the way this country's going, the way the Obama came and apologized to everybody, and he campaigned on transparency, and he just turned into another politician.
I appreciate the time you took with me. I wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good luck to you. Tommy Shaw. Take a straight and stronger course. And Jack Blades. To the corner of your life. Sing Yes. Make the White Queen run so fast. She hasn't got time to make you wipe. Sounds good, doesn't he? Tommy Shaw with Jack Blades. Instant karma.
Send an instant karma to me.
Initial it.
Initial it.
With loving care. First name,
Gary.
Gary, do you pay attention to politics?
I somewhat pay attention. It very often gets to be a lot of nonsense, especially this election.
Do you have a candidate that you like?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Did you flirt with the idea of Bernie at all?
Yeah. I mean, it's I want to get a woman in there for the first time. I mean, it's two great choices, but I feel like Hillary's going to would more likely make it.
What do you think about Trump? He's got everybody stirred up this year.
Oh, it's just a lot of nonsense. It's really causing a lot of harm.
You think so? In what way?
Well, actually, it's good for the Democrats because it's making it very difficult for the Republicans, and I think that can only help Hillary.
Ted Cruz says now we need to monitor Muslim neighborhoods after the attacks in Brussels. How do you feel when you hear that type of talk?
I think we should just follow whatever security measures that we have in place. Hopefully we do have the right ones in place.
I appreciate your time.
No problem.
Here's my card.
Okay.
You pay attention to politics?
Yes.
You do. It's hard to avoid, isn't it?
Right.
Do you have a candidate that you like as we head toward the election?
Probably Bernie.
You going to vote for Bernie?
Yes.
Yeah, would you vote for Hillary if she's
probably
the only one left standing?
Yeah, yeah.
You have thoughts on Trump? He's really got things stirred up this year.
I'm just shocked.
What are you shocked by?
The people could support him. It's all about Trump, not about this country.
Are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
Hey, listen, I'm old enough. I've seen things in the 60s. Yes, I am.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Man. Do you follow politics closely?
Not that closely, no.
Not closely. Do you have a candidate that you like as the election?
I don't. I do not care for Hillary Clinton, so I'll give Trump my support because I care about the country.
You think he can go all the way?
Oh, he will, yeah.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him, or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh hello, hello, my dear God. It must be him, but it's not him. And then I die.
This is Vicky Carr, you guys.
That's when I die.
It must be him.
After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor. Put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or
I love the gusto with which she sings, dear God. Full-throated vibrato. Beautiful.
Again I die.
Check, check, 1, 2. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, do you pay attention to politics?
Way too much.
It's hard to avoid, isn't it? Do you have a candidate that you like, or have they already dropped out?
I guess none of them ran, but the one that's left, I would vote for Hillary.
You're going to vote for Hillary. Did you consider Bernie at all?
Yes. He's more like a mirror image of Ted Cruz, and that it's not going to get much done. Because he's going to be too pure.
They got to be able to get a little dirty in the trenches to get things done.
Well, just be able to make a deal. I mean, in some ways, Trump can make a deal too, but I just don't approve of, even if he doesn't really believe in racism, he's using fascist tactics to get where he's going. And I live in Arizona. He was just there, and today's the primary there, and I didn't vote. I'm a registered Republican, and I have to, in Arizona, you have to vote for a Republican candidate. And I would have voted for Kasich. But I'm more afraid of Ted Cruz than I am of Donald Trump.
Is Hillary kind of a way of keeping Cruz or Trump out of there?
Yes, but also she's a little hawkish for my taste, and I did not like her husband, but I just feel like that she's pragmatic, and if you look at her husband, regardless of his personal failings, he was one of the most effective presidents we've had. I would still say that if he would have kept his pants zipped, we wouldn't have had George W. Bush. So that's saying a lot.
Do you have friends in Arizona who are excited about Trump?
There are a lot of people in Arizona excited about Trump. Same thing, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is a big figure out there. And if he's endorsing Trump, then there's no way I could vote for him. He's the Antichrist. But same thing ever. We get hit really hard by the housing crisis. And, you know, the good old playbook is you got bad economic problems. You demonize somebody with brown skin, and it's a pretty effective method. You know, my experience of the immigrants who come there don't cause any problems at all. They're just trying to escape the conditions in Mexico that we help create. We export money and guns to the government and the cartels, and they try to escape that. In many ways, we're exporters of violence to Mexico, and so they come to our country to get away from it, and they're all talking about getting rid of Muslim immigrants, but you got all these hyper-Christian family values immigrants coming from South and Central America, and they don't want them either. So it's really not about Muslim or anything, it's about other, and that is they want to be taken over by other.
How about you? You like Hillary?
I do.
Are you going to vote for her?
I am.
Are you worried about Trump?
I'm horrified. Yeah, of course I am.
What horrifies you most?
His existence in the world.
You think he's got a shot? Can he pull it off?
I don't know. I would have never thought that he could have gotten as far as he is now. But he has. And the people that we grew up with down in the Mid-South all love it. Racism is alive and well.
More than you thought it was before he came along?
I guess it's more pervasive. I liked to think that it was more regional.
We're from the Boot Hill, Missouri, where it's the South. And
the Ozarks.
The other corner,
close to Memphis.
Yeah. Is that close to Cape Girardeau and Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. My dad went to the same school he dropped out of.
So did mine.
And if you go to Cape Girardeau, there's a huge, expensive federal building with Limbaugh written on it. It's very fitting.
There are two kinds of people in the world, folks. Those who choose to be governed and those who choose to be ruled. Liberals are obviously in the second camp. They want to be ruled.
This is... We all must beware of the yellow curve.
This is Phil Lynott, formerly of Thin Lizzy. Yellow Pearl on the Dusty Show. Awesome, Phil Lynott, the late great.
What's your first name?
Toby.
Toby, it said you're not a good person to ask about politics. Why'd you say that?
My husband has a strong opinion about politics.
And who does he like?
He's a Republican.
Is he going to go with Trump this time?
I'm not sure.
What about you? Do you disagree with your husband? Do you have arguments about it?
No.
Who do you like, Kasich, Cruz? Do you like anybody who's left, or is your candidate already out?
I'm really not sure right now.
What do you think about Trump? Are you curious about him? Are you on the fence? Might you vote for him?
I might.
Yeah. What do you like about him?
He's a businessman.
And you think we need a businessman in there?
We need somebody different in there.
You're not excited about Hillary Clinton?
No.
Now you're a woman.
I know.
As a guy,
yeah,
I'm like, well, don't you want to see a female president? But just not her, right?
Yeah, no. Just because she's a woman doesn't get my vote.
Well, I thank you for your time. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Check, 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 check. What's your first name?
Jeff.
Do you pay pretty close attention to politics?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a candidate that you like now, or have they already dropped out?
I think they're all somewhat flawed. But I'm going to have to go with, I think, competence and rationality at the end of the day. Not seeing much of that on the Republican side. So.
Do you think this time around a vote for Hillary is like a so-called safe vote?
I do.
Or safer?
Yes.
Is there anything you like about Trump?
No.
Just too volatile for you?
Volatile, issues of character. He acts like a 12-year-old bully on a playground. That's not presidential to me.
If I could guess, a candidate like Kasich might have some appeal to you.
He does have some appeal. Because he's more of a moderate Republican.
Yeah, I feel like moderates are what we're missing these days.
Yeah, unfortunately we are.
Well, I appreciate your time. Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
I'm a little scared right now. This has been an odd year. I trust and I have faith, ultimately, in the ultimate collective wisdom of the American people. But it's a scary time.
I'd be curious to know if you voted last time around for Obama.
I did.
How about the job he's done over the last 8 years? Are you satisfied?
I'm somewhat disappointed. I don't know who to blame. I'm somewhat disappointed at the overall gridlock and polarization of politics in this country. People no longer are interested in crossing the aisle. They're all interested in taking a position and playing the game.
Playing to their own constituencies.
Right. It seemed to me when I was younger there was more of that horse trading that goes on in politics to actually get things done.
How about the media? Do they have a hand in and a blame?
I absolutely think they do. It's disturbing, an increased polarization.
You still love the country?
I do. Yes.
Thanks for your time, man.
You're welcome.
All right, here's my card. What's your first name?
Francisco.
Francisco, do you pay attention to politics?
Yeah, more so in election years, yeah.
It's kind of a wild political year.
This year, yes.
Do you have a candidate that you like?
I like Bernie.
You like Bernie?
I like Bernie.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win, but I like him.
Would you vote for Hillary if it came down to it?
As a lesser of two evils, yes.
What about Trump? What are your thoughts on him?
It's ridiculous. It's honestly ridiculous in 2016 that you're able to incite so many people with a complete lack of common sense or logic. If you had told me, you know, 5 years ago that this would be where we were right now, that you couldn't write it.
Thank you, man. I'll give you a card. Hold on.
Sure, please.
I was thinking about solo Robert Plant, remembering living in Florida, hearing it on rock radio, and back then we just wanted him to rock like Zeppelin. But then I was thinking about it again in hindsight. It's nice to hear his voice. Robert Plant, Big Log, Dusty Show. Stay with me now.
A problem. Radical Islamic terrorism is a major problem, and we have a president that won't even mention the term, won't mention the words, and he's making a terrible mistake. This is radical Islamic terrorism. We have a real problem, and people don't have any idea what's going on. We have a government that's impotent. We have a government that doesn't get it, and we have a government that doesn't understand what's happening.
Check 1, 2. What's your first name?
Santo.
Santo, do you pay attention to politics?
A little bit.
It's hard to avoid, isn't it?
It's hard to avoid.
Do you have a candidate that you like, or have they already dropped out?
I think they've already dropped out. I think Hillary's a little bit devious, and I think Trump is insane.
Who did you like?
I liked Rubio a little bit.
Liked it. See, things seemed to kind of fall apart for him after he had that run-in with Chris Christie.
Without question.
What don't you like about Trump? Just too much for you?
Well, I don't like the fact that he's inciting riots at different locations.
The violence and things like that?
Yeah.
But you don't think you could pull the lever for Hillary?
I don't. You know, I don't like the behind-the-scenes effect of all the emails that transpired and everything along those lines. I think it makes it a little bit mischievous.
Are you going to sit the whole thing out?
I might have to, based upon what I'm seeing in front of me, without question. You know, overall, I'd like to see someone get in office that's going to make a big difference right away, and I don't feel like any of the candidates that we have in front of us are.
Still quite a ways till the election. Do you think Trump can do it?
Scarily, I think, yeah. I think he actually can. I don't know if that'd be the best thing for us. What scares me about him is I don't know if he can get in front of some of our foreign leaders and make the decisions that we want him to make without letting his ego get in the way of it, right? So
we wake up this morning, more terrorist attack this time in Brussels. Do you worry about it coming back to the U.S.?
Without question. I think I had a couple of those conversations today. I kind of feel like some of these terrorist attacks that have happened are kind of preps or prelogs to something bigger, and that's what scares me, especially working in the city every day.
Are you still proud of the USA?
Absolutely, no question.
Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'll give you my card.
Thank you.
Here you go. Let me shut this off. What's your first name?
Lindsay.
What do they call that? Herringbone? What is that pattern?
Yeah.
Very nice, and you have the matching clutch there.
Yeah.
You're very stylish. Do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Do you have a candidate that you like as we head for the election, or have they dropped out already?
I don't have one that I like. It's the better of two evils.
Which way do you generally lean? A little
more
conservative?
Libertarian, normally.
Libertarian.
Yeah.
Did you like Rand Paul?
Not really.
No, nobody. Trump too much for you?
Way too much, yes.
Is he? What about Hillary?
It's probably the best of all of them so far.
That's how you're leaning right now? And Bernie was too far left for you?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
What makes you not excited about Hillary?
Trust.
You don't trust her. You think she's untrustworthy?
I do. Yeah, I think she's changed her story a few times, but probably the better one to facilitate international relations overall. But
we wake up this morning and another terrorist attack in Brussels.
Yeah, that was sad.
Do you worry about them coming here to the United States?
Not really, no.
There's so much fear generated about it, and certainly it could happen. Yeah. But we're living here in New York, and I don't really feel it.
And I'm not a New Yorker either,
Where are you from, if you don't mind? From North Carolina, Raleigh-Durham area.
Charlotte, actually.
Yeah, do you like the life down there?
It's wonderful.
Charlotte's become quite a city
these
days.
It is. It's growing quite a bit. It's not New York City by any means.
Are people excited about Trump down there, though?
Yes, there are. Plenty of conservatives there.
Does he concern you, or do you think he's all bluster?
I think he's 90% bluster, but it could be detrimental in the long run.
Do you think he could really do it, go all the way to the White House?
I think there's a strong chance the conservatives are wanting that bluster.
So you still got a team in the hunt. Are you a Tar Heels fan or not? Because you're
I am a Tar Heels fan, a Tar Heel grad, so UNC girl to the core.
I thank you for your time and all the best. Have a nice trip
to
New
York.
Thank
you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Here's my card.
Thank you, Alphonse. Thank you.
It's all about Iowa State, baby. The clones. We're going all the way. You got a team in the hunt? I love the NCAA tournament. The sound of crinkling paper. It's also electrifying. This is, he died.
Most people know exactly what New York values are. Everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focus around money and the media. And I guess I can frame it another way. Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Conservatives actually do come out of Manhattan, including William F. Buckley and others, just so you understand. And just so, if I could, because he insulted a lot of people, I've had more calls on that statement that Ted made. New York is a great place. It's got great people. When the World Trade Center came down, I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. I'd never seen anything like it. And the people in New York fought and fought and fought, and we saw more death and even the smell of death. Nobody understood it, and it was with us for months. The smell, the air.
Man, oh man. Keith Emerson, Frank Sinatra Jr., Fife Dog, Gary Shandling, the smell of death, it's sad. It's gotta stop. We have to beat it. Godfather of Prague, you guys, is gone. Emerson stabbing his organ. Nobody did that before.
What's your name, man?
Mike Tomasulo.
Mike, do you pay attention to politics?
Nothing crazy, but oh yeah. I mean, with this crazy election, a lot more in the past, for sure, yeah.
What makes this one crazy in your mind?
Donald Trump?
Do you like Trump or dislike him?
You know, I'd say it wouldn't be my first choice, but I wouldn't vote for Hillary. Bernie Sanders, I think, is a socialist, to be honest with you. So if it comes down to it, yeah, I would. I mean, I'd rather see someone else go up for the Republican nod, but if it's Trump, it's Trump. I mean, I think some of his ideas are good, but he's also a crazy madman, so.
Would you rather see a more moderate candidate like Kasich get in there?
Yeah.
But it seems too late now, doesn't it?
It seems like it's going to be Trump, so we'll see.
It's funny, you mentioned if it came down to it, you might pull the lever for Trump.
Yeah.
I find that the people, I can tell they're going to vote for Trump, they don't want to admit it. What is that?
I think it's just because of the stuff he says, his antics. Even the debate, like, you know, Cruz is trying to talk. I think Trump's just cutting them off. I guess, I don't know, I guess it's just the way he acts. And he's absurd, some of the stuff he says. I mean, building a wall between us and Mexico, stuff like that. Like, we don't want a president to come in and start wars with everyone, but he's also been so successful in life. He's also done all this that you never know. Maybe he could turn our economy around.
This morning, I'm recording this on Tuesday, a terrorist attack in Brussels. What do we do about ISIS?
That's the part I agree with him. Like, we gotta take out ISIS. Now, I mean, I think everyone knows that. I think every candidate's saying that, but I think Trump is the one who will actually put all effort he has to into it and actually go there, wherever they are right now in the Middle East. I think they're in Syria, they're saying, mainly. I mean, we have the resources to do it all.
Obama's been too weak.
With ISIS, yes. I mean, they're slicing off Americans' heads and putting it on the internet and stuff like that. I mean, that's where I do agree with Trump, where we have to go in there and, for lack of better words, destroy it.
You think Hillary wouldn't be strong enough?
Definitely not.
Because she's a woman, or that's not
it? No. I'm not like that.
You don't strike me.
I think that, because Bill Clinton did a wonderful job. He was one of the best presidents, in my opinion, we've ever had. I think Bill's going to help her a lot, so I think Hillary wouldn't be a bad choice. It's just, I don't think Hillary has enough willpower and is a strong enough person to be able to say, hey, you know what, this is what we're doing. We're bringing in our special forces, our special ops, we're going to wipe them all out, stuff like that. You know, I feel like Trump is, you know, like, bomb ISIS, do that. And, you know, I don't necessarily agree with, you know, don't let Muslims into the country, all that. I mean, that's nonsense, because America was founded being a melting pot, and different people come in, you know, but I do agree with him with ISIS. And
what about deporting all the Mexicans?
That's another ridiculous thing, you know. I mean, the illegals, yeah, something has to do.
Do you feel like he just says this stuff to get attention?
Yeah, but it's working. I mean, with a lot of the undereducated people in the Midwest who see this strong man, I mean, presents himself as the alpha male of the race, 100%. And these people see him and see what he's saying and see that he completely looks like the strongest candidate out of everyone, just from visual effects.
If you had to predict right now, who will our next president be? Who do you guess?
Hillary Clinton. I think it'll come down to Hillary and Trump, and I think that something will be, I'm not saying fixed, but even if Trump were to win, I think something would happen where I don't think you could let someone, as much as I do agree with some of his ideas, and I think that he could be a good president, I just don't think that he would get enough support to become, he's a madman. I mean, he has a few good ideas, but he's a madman.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
You know, I really don't have an answer for that question, but I certainly hope so.
I appreciate your time, man.
Of course.
Here's my card.
This is Perry Farrell singing the Beatles for you. I was alone that you could ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie. Got a nice voice, doesn't he? And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Apart from the Jane's Addiction trappings. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me. Say we'll be together every day. This is for you, listeners. Got to get you into my life. Yeah, FMU, baby. Bow, 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 bow. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I won't stay there. If I'm true, I'm never leaving. If I do, I'll know the way there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Yeah, people say, oh, the Lollapalooza guy, he could sing. I'm telling you now, baby. Got to get you into my life. That's right. What's your first name?
Neil.
Neil, you're visiting from England?
I've just arrived.
Have you been here many times to New York?
This is my fourth visit.
Yeah, do you like it here?
I love it.
Yeah. What about American politics? Do you pay attention at all? Probably not. You're from England.
It's on the BBC. I cover a lot at the moment.
Are people over there talking about Donald Trump?
Yes.
Are they worried about him?
Yes.
What are they saying?
Don't think I should really say, actually.
It's all right. You won't offend us.
They just don't get him. Most people think he's a very dangerous person with some of the stuff he's coming out with.
Are you shocked that someone like that could rise to a position of influence in the United States?
Yes, I am, yeah. Especially that high, to think that he could be the governor of the free world, yes.
Do you like Hillary?
I would prefer her to, I would prefer anybody to Donald Trump. I'd prefer Donald Duck to Donald Trump.
This being said, do you like the USA?
Yes, I do.
What do you like about it? Why do you come here?
So diverse. I've done lots of different things. I've run the New York Marathon. I've been to the Grand Canyon. I've been to Florida. I've been to Washington. But I keep coming back to New York.
More terror attacks we see in the news. What do we do about ISIS?
It's very worrying. I don't think there's any easy solution, especially with all the boat people going from Turkey to Greece, and then they're flooding Western Europe. And I think that's very dangerous for years to come.
What's your message to the people of the United States?
Don't vote for Donald Trump.
Thank you, man.
Cheers. Thank you.
Here's my card.
Oh, cheers. Thank you very much.
What's your first name?
Carol.
Carol, are you excited about the upcoming election?
Not really.
That's not the word for it. Do you pay attention at all?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Do you have a candidate that you like, or have they already dropped out of the race?
I really like Bernie Sanders. I'm hoping he can go all the way.
What about Hillary? If you have to, will you vote for her?
Yes. There are too many clowns in the other clown car.
It would be our first female president. Does that excite you?
I don't think it really matters. I think it's somewhat exciting to me. As a female, you think I would be more excited, but...
What keeps you from liking Hillary? Is she not progressive enough, or...?
I just,
Been there, done that with the Clintons?
No, it's not really that. I like the way Bernie thinks. I like the way that he isn't in the pocket of Wall Street, which Hillary gets a lot of her money from Wall Street and the big pharmaceutical companies, and Bernie's kind of a people guy.
I have to ask you, Trump is on everybody's mind this year. What do you feel about him?
I like the stuff on the bottom of my shoes better than I like him.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
The Chips.
Do that again.
Rubber biscuit.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. 2 pieces of bread and wish you had some meat. Do 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 bom. Gal gal lovin' in the blubber blubber. Love ride a hip a dip a zip a dip. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. He ride a one a dipper record record. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. He ride a hoodie with a slubber dipper. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. He ride a hip in the hover lover. I love something that a jigger want. The other day I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Do 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 bo. Gal gal lovin' in the blubber lover. I love
something that I love to do. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love it. That's right. Dan Aykroyd sang a version of this. The Blues Brothers. These are the Chips, though.
The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Do 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 bo. Gal gal lovin' in the blubber lover. Hell ride a ricky ticky hubba lover. I love the wonder of the bedoo. He ride a living in the hubba lover. Hell ride a hubbin' in the wonder. He ride a one of the ragga ragga. Hell hell come hell ticky lover hubba. Bring down a wonder of the bedoo. He ride a hubbin' in the gundabo. What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit? Do 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 bo. Gal gal
What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve, do you pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a candidate that you like as we get closer to the election, or did they drop out already?
Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you a personal question, but are you a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
And does that weigh heavily into your liking of Ted Cruz?
Extremely heavy.
Donald Trump has thrown a wrench in things this year. He's got everybody all excited. How do you feel about Trump?
Well, it's just a bull in the China cabinet is what he really is. He will not be able to handle it in the long run. He will not put in the work for it. So the point is we have to have somebody that's more constitutional, somebody that has a governing vision, and with the Christian perspective, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The glass is half empty, but it's also half filled. So we've had a good something going. We just need to adjust to get in the right Republican Party, I would say, because we're going too socialist with Hillary or Bernie, and with Trump, too. He will not put the work in. Do not trust him from the very second I see. And I like the man personally.
Yeah, he's amusing to watch. He's charismatic. But yeah. People seem to feel he's kind of dangerous, too.
Well, yeah, I really feel we're going to have some real civil unrest if
he... Does the violence bother you?
Yes, extremely, yeah.
What about Kasich?
Kasich's very good. I would not mind seeing him get in there, too. He's a good man.
When we talk about Hillary, the main thing people say against her that I've encountered is they just don't trust her.
Well, yeah, there's a certain amount. But got to remember, the right will bombard the left. But I don't think a woman should be president anyway.
A woman?
A a woman should be president. No, no way. They're too emotional. And especially that woman with her husband. And
you feel like we're headed toward a brokered convention?
Absolutely.
What if they thrust a guy like Paul Ryan forward? Would you be okay with that?
Absolutely. Paul Ryan's a good man. But I don't think he wants it, and he already said no.
When the smoke clears, despite who you want in there, who wins?
I hope it's Cruz. I really do.
If it comes down to a choice between Trump and Hillary, would you just sit it out, or would you vote for Trump as a Republican?
No, I'd sit it out.
Do you feel like the country has gone away from God and it's hurt the country?
Oh, absolutely. Europe already has. And yet, us Christians are doing a lot to still get the gospel out to everybody. And without a faith base, you're just doing your own thing. And I just don't like the way the United States is going, let alone the world leadership. See, somebody has to stand up in righteousness like Reagan did.
Other than your opinion on a woman president, which I just fundamentally disagree with you on, you seem like a reasonable fella. Do you think Christians sometimes go too far? Can they be extreme too?
They can, but they usually don't, because the politicians will buffer them down.
Yeah.
Because you got to work with both sides, or you're not even electable.
Now, you said we shouldn't have a woman president. Please address the women in my audience and at least tell them that you respect me.
I highly respect them. Women are smarter than men. It's just that according to the Bible, one should not be in leadership. The exception was Deborah in the Old Testament. Women have to be under men, even if it's 49% to 51. And that's just the way God ordained it. Sorry.
May I pry and ask your denomination?
Just fundamental Christian.
And what's your hometown?
San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino, California, a long way from home. Well, I appreciate the time you've taken to talk to me. Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yeah, I really am, because we've done so good, and I just hope that we can. I really do have a lot of hope. I think the Lord will step in there. He really is real.
Do you think there's good Muslim people?
Well, absolutely. Matter of fact, we're traveling in Europe with some of the migration, and it's very dangerous, but we're putting ourselves out to reach them, because we can't bring religion to them, the radical. But when they come to Europe, we can walk with them, help them, talk to them, and let them know about Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yes. It's nice talking to you, sir.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Thanks. Here's my card. Okay. Thursday at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay, I will.
This is Prodigy with Firestarter. I always like this one. No apologies. I think they were on Madonna's label, a Madonna signing. Guy with the weird hair, doing that Jacob's Ladder shaking around stuff. Prodigy, Firestarter, damn it.
I'm the trouble daughter. Illustrated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're the fire starter, twisted fire starter. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. On the beach you hated.
Did you guys used to go dance to this stuff?
On the plate you're tasting, belly intoxicated.
Was it Siloam sticks? Is that what it is?
I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
Drugs!
You're the fire starter, twisted fire
starter. Let's dance! Yay! Ha! Woo! New Jack Swing, listen.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
You're moving out there. Come on, move!
I'm the one infected with the animator.
Death dancing, baby. twisted by a starter. Starter.
You're a fire starter.
Twisted by a starter.
I'm a fire starter. Twisted by a starter.
Now it's gonna kick in. Uncle Michael Shaw Prodigy at Lollapalooza. Must have sounded good on that big sound system. What's your first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Chicago, you said.
Correct.
A lot of politics, a very famous political city.
Quite.
Yeah, do you pay attention to politics?
Very much so.
Do you have a candidate that you like as the election's drawing nearer?
None.
Have they dropped out already, or you just didn't like any of them?
They dropped out.
Are you generally conservative or more liberal?
Conservative.
You didn't like Jeb, you don't like Kasich?
Yes. I love Kasich. I mean, of what's left, I like Kasich.
You wish we had someone a little more moderate in there? Is it Trump too much for you?
Too much?
Too extreme?
I don't have words to express my feelings about him.
Do you feel like he's hurt the Republican Party?
It goes beyond hurting.
What scares you most about him?
He doesn't know which is up and which is down.
I know you're in a hurry. I have to ask you quickly, though, about Hillary. What bothers you about Hillary?
She's a liar.
You don't trust her?
No.
Are you talking Benghazi, email, stuff like that?
Yes.
Did you like her husband?
No.
If it came down to voting between Trump and Hillary, would you sit it out?
I don't think I would vote.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
I am ever hopeful about the future of the country. We've been so great. And we will be great.
If you were in an elevator with Donald Trump and he asked you what you thought, what would you tell him?
I would not answer.
You're disgusted with him.
Yes, I am.
Here's my card, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. What's your first name?
James.
James, do you pay attention to politics?
Semi.
Do you have a candidate that you like as we're approaching the election?
None of them.
You don't like anybody?
No, not really.
If push came to shove and you had to choose between Trump and Hillary, who would you pick?
Trump.
You like Trump enough to pull the lever for him?
He at least has successful business experience.
We need to get a businessman in there?
Not necessarily, but at least he has some credential compared to the other Republican candidates where they, I mean, don't even really have a successful political career.
What bothers you about Hillary?
I don't know, just something about her. I can't put my finger on it.
You don't trust her?
Maybe. I mean, if she couldn't keep one guy happy, how could she keep the whole world happy? Or the whole country?
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Yeah, you know, half me wants to be a pessimist about it, you know? I mean, obviously the climate and a lot of in the Middle East and everywhere is a goddamn mess. But, I mean, you want to be optimistic. You want to say it'll be better for your kids, but I don't know.
I have to press you a little bit on Trump. Do you really think he could send all the Mexicans back to Mexico or build a wall?
No. I mean, anyone with common sense, like, look at the state of Alabama. Their whole economy is based on farming. They tried to get rid of the Mexicans, you know, and tried to give the job back to Alabamians. It didn't work. Obviously, you got to take what he says with a grain of salt. That's the way of politics, you know. You promise things that don't really happen.
It's a weird year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thoughts on Obama as he gets ready to leave office?
Again, I don't really follow politics much, but I don't really think he really did much, you know, besides going on a lot of trips. It's the only time you really see him.
So it's looking like Trump right now. You really think he can do it?
I don't think any of them can do it, to be honest with you. But, I mean, at least the guy ran a business, you know, so.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's my card. What's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Are you generally more liberal or more conservative?
More liberal.
More liberal. Bernie, too much for you, or you
a
like
bit,
it?
A little bit too much.
So Hillary
seems... the best choice of the alternatives.
Are you excited about her candidacy or no?
The alternatives make me excited about her candidacy.
You want to speak to Trump? He's really got things stirred up this year.
Yeah, he definitely does. I mean, you know, obviously truth no longer matters. Policy no longer matters. Just tapping into the anger that's been seeded in the Republican Party over the years.
Are you surprised that degree of vitriol is out there?
Not at all. I mean, I'm surprised they've gotten away with it for so long. Since Nixon and the Southern Strategy, they've lived off the anger of the white middle class in the South, and now it's coming back to bite them. They've been unable to deliver. They basically told people, you know, we'll take care of you, and they've taken care of their wealthy donors, and now it's biting them in the ass.
Do you think Trump could really do it, take it all the way to the White House?
He could, but it, you know, really depends on, you know, there's a lot of variables with Hillary. If there's some sort of indictment that comes down or this email thing blows up in her face, then, you know, plus if there's some sort of terrorist attack in the U.S., fear could win out over reason.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country despite everything?
Absolutely.
What gives you that optimism?
My kids. I mean, I look at my kids and, you know, I look at how excited they are about the future and how smart they are and well-prepared they are. And when you look at, you know, Idaho yesterday at the caucus, they had a line a mile long for people. I didn't know there were that many Democrats in Idaho to show up and, you know, and vote. And, you know, that's great. That shows a huge amount of interest. People are concerned about what's going on. And it makes me really hopeful for the country going forward.
Do you think the media has some blame in this polarity that we're experiencing?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what they've done is they've created the soundbite environment, right? I mean, substance doesn't matter. It's ratings. It's getting something that they can get on and get people to watch or listen or whatever it is. And it doesn't really matter what the substance is. They've created this monster, and now we have to deal with it.
What's your message to your fellow Americans? A message of peace and love. Do you have some words of encouragement for people out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you can see, you always see demagogues rise on hatred, but they always fall. You know, it's unsustainable. They can't deliver on their promises. You know, it's a shallow promise. They always fall. I hope our democracy is mature enough to not fall into that trap and elect a misogynist, demagogue, fascist.
We've seen it happen in history.
Right, yeah. I mean, it shouldn't happen here. We're better than that.
I appreciate your time.
No, you're welcome.
Here's my card. What's your first name?
Keith.
Keith, do you pay attention to politics?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a candidate that you like as we approach the election?
Yeah, Trump.
You like Trump. What is it about Trump that you like?
Because he's not going to put up any bullshit.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah. And he's going to throw all the illegals out of the country.
What about Hillary?
Hillary, I wouldn't vote for that for anything.
Why not?
Because she's all.
What do we do about these terrorist attacks in Brussels?
Well, maybe Bill Clinton would have took care of it 20 years ago. He wouldn't have these problems. That whole family's a bunch of assholes.
Thanks for your time. These are the Ramones. Can you hear me? Jesus. That's shit for me, Clay Pigeon. Joe Duffy's in Montreal. James is filling in. Hardy's next, everybody. Always remember.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Watt. I'm Hardy Watt. Join me now, won't you, for a show that's like an interactive touchy book where every page is a different texture and you can smell some of them and they smell like something. You can touch some of them and they touch like something. And when you're done, you can eat the book. And it should give you adequate nutrition to carry you through the rest of the day. Kiana Silk Shirts. Meningitis. A ball python. Depression. I know what all those feel like. Oh my goodness, I think I am good at feeling. I'm so good at feeling that if they had a game show based on the book Pat the Bunny, I would be the world champion. I'd be up there for the big money, feeling, okay, that's kind of scratchy. That's daddy's beard. Oh, who's your daddy, Richard Nixon? That's a very short beard. That's just stubble. Well, daddy had a couple rough nights out there, and now his face, it feels like sandpaper. In fact, daddy would come home with his sandpaper face, and we'd say, I tell you what, you can barely stand, so why don't you just lean against that piece of antique furniture that we want refinished, and perhaps your face will take some of the old finish off of it, like sandpaper. And then daddy says, then you want me to put some tongue oil on it? No, that's spelled differently, but thank you. Oh, see what feelings can do. We don't like them sometimes because they get in the way, but I, my friends, am a feeler. Oh, I really feel that way, that I'm a feeler. What's a feeler? Well, you're used to it from the top of insects' heads, right? That little fleshy appendage right there. I'm one of those. And say, oh, I don't want the whole world to feel like I'm standing on the head of a bug. Yes, but then the other feeler leans over and goes, hey, I'm in the same boat. There's another one of us. Yes, we're both feelers. And we both look down and say, I wish I was a fierce mandible that was crunching the legs off of another type of bug. Oh, how horrible. I don't want to do that because, again, I'm a feeler. I like to keep people from bumping into things. That's what I want to do. If the world is an insect head, maybe us who feel things are what keeps it from running into, I don't know what, like a carnivorous plant or something. Who knows the good we can do just by feeling things. Say, oh, Hardy, it's so difficult. That's why I'm here to help you out. Oh, we're going to lift each other up today as we feel things together. You know, early man thought that the entire universe was happening on the back of a bug. And this is understandable because insects are remarkable creatures, and they may even be superior creatures. We do not know. The lowly ant burrows into the ground and creates a maze of tunnels. As E.O. Wilson has told us, ants live underground. He discovered that. And how do they know what they're doing under there? Well, they don't exactly, because this is what they do a lot of times. They will, to get the landscape of a ant colony tunnel area, that's a hard thing to say, but that's scientifically what it's called. They'll pour something into it to make a cast. Not like plaster. They're not plaster casters. It's more like a Cynthia molten lead caster. Ooh, I'm glad that didn't happen. But that's what they do. They pour molten metal down these ant holes, right? And then they dig it up and they go, oh, look at this beautiful ant hole with all the ants have been fried away. I guess it'd be like pouring molten metal into your house and say, oh, look at this split-level 60s home cast we have. It doesn't really tell you much because the ants could be in there constructing all types of flying cars and things like that, and we'd never see it because we have burned it away with our curiosity. Rather than just be curious, we should try to feel things. That leaves them intact. You know what I'm saying? I was traveling, and gosh, I like to talk about traveling a lot. I just traveled to New Jersey to talk about traveling. Isn't that meta? Then I traveled back to talk to you about traveling and my travels. It's all like a big echo with me, isn't it? So, traveling. What was I saying? I don't even know what I was saying. I traveled so far. Sometimes you travel off the path. Say, I'm going to go off this beaten path. And the signs will say, don't leave the path. Don't leave the path. And you will, and you'll leave it. You say, I want to explore. I want to know what's going on. I want to feel. And you fall right down an ant hole. There you go, where you're feeling. And then, oh, the ants. They are strong. They're so strong. And you know this if you run into one in a gym. They're always, oh, how much can you press? Go, not so much, you know, about you. I can press a leaf or a raisin. Well, that's really impressive. Oh, my goodness, that you're able to do that. But see, I can't. I can't lift my own weight. I'm not super strong. I'm not super smart. But I think nature has given me another skill, and that is to be easily hurt by people or by situations. How can I use that? How can I make that a superpower? Easily slighted, wounded man. I'm sure I can turn it around. Everything that you can imagine can be, I think, turned into an advantage. How is that possible? Give me like an hour, because let me think about it. Again, I have to feel. I have to put out my feelers, and I have to touch. Say, don't touch me. Now, that's going to be difficult, not touching you. I was in France traveling, and went to one of these caves with stalagmite and stalactite, my two friends. They're in a little comedy group, and one of them would hang from the ceiling, and the other one would stand on the floor, and they would touch their heads together, and they would say, I don't know, they would sing something about limestone. So I went to these caves. Now, I'm used to caves here. We have caves in the United States with stalagmites and stalactites and dead bodies of Civil War soldiers and things like that. I might be thinking about Land of the Lost. But in this cave, the tour guide said, hey, look how smooth this feels. Touch the stalagmite. And I'm thinking, you're kidding me, because we're not allowed to touch anything over here. Just touch with your eyes or something, they say. Well, that's not going to... I'm going to try to put my eyeball onto the stone, but that hurts. No, don't do that, because it'll damage it, and then it won't be there for the future. And I think the attitude with the French is, future smuture. Who knows what's going to happen? That's why there's so many cave paintings in France, because they don't care. They say, well, I'm just going to deface this cave. And so the graffiti there goes back literally tens of thousands of years. It's pretty amazing. I'll tell you what, just for charcoal or something, now they go, y'all are spending so much money on spray paint, don't bother. You can use charcoal. Just take a torch from the fire and go in the cave and do that. Bless your heart and leave your tag. But they had us touching things. And I said, this is remarkable, because now I get to actually touch this stalactite. Or, again, stalagmite. Now, they even had, and I might be making this up, but I think there was somebody made like an organ that would strike the different stalagmite. If I say this one more time, isn't there a name, hanging rock cone or something? But they make a, boom, they make a tone when you hit them. Just like people. Except the tone you hit people is more like thunk. But they make a tone. I think somebody developed an organ where you could play a cave. Oh, that appeals to me, doesn't it? Say, oh, play a cave as if it were an instrument. I thought bringing a double bass to band practice was hard. Try dragging a whole cave. I can't play with y'all. You're going to have to come to me.